Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazegna, the host of Live with Passion. I welcome you to the program. I want to call this program, The Tide is Turning, and I pray that the tide will turn in your life. There will be a momentum shift for you, especially if you feel stuck. I want to share this. This comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, time to be born, a time to die, time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted, time to kill, a time to heal, time to break down and time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. I like to ride my bike on the shore by the ocean in Florida. There's a hard-packed beach, it's called New Smyrna Beach, and you can actually ride your bike right on it. But the problem is that sometimes the tide comes in, and when the tide comes in, it covers the whole beach and you can't ride the bike. And then the tide will slowly shift and then head out, and then the beach is open again and you can ride your bike. So at certain times of the day, you can ride your bike, and certain times of the day, you can't ride your bike. But then about a week later, at that same time of day, it's wide open because the different hours bring different tides. And it's the same way in life when you think about it. Life has tides. Life has seasons, as we just heard. Life has momentum shifts. And I want you to know that if you feel like you're stuck in some kind of a season of grieving or mourning, a time where you've lost your job, a time where you're sick in your health, I want you to know that the tide is turning. There's a momentum shift for you. You're coming into a new season. That's what this program is all about. So I want to try to get a grasp on this if we can. I remember I was having some knee problems some time ago, and it was very distressing for me. And I had been healthy all my life, very athletic, and I had to have a knee operation, and it was terrible. And all of a sudden, when you're going through that season, it feels like your whole life is stuck in that season. But really, after the operation, I got better, did the rehab, and got back to walking again and everything and working out. And that season passed, and I forgot about it. There was a shift. The tide had turned. And that's the way it is in life. When you're in the middle of a season, it feels like you've been in it all your life, but that's not true. Life has ups and downs, ins and outs. Tides roll in and out, and momentum comes and goes. So I want you to know whatever you're going through, it's not going to last. God is so gracious and so good. As you pray and as you believe and as you open up your heart, believe for something new to happen. I was watching a tennis match one time, and the one person was winning, and you could tell that they were dominating the match. Then all of a sudden, the momentum shifted, and the other person learned from what was going on, and then they started to dominate the match. And then it went back and forth. The momentum shifted back and forth many times, and I kept thinking, that's the way life is. There's momentum shifts. There's changes. The tides come and go. And I want this to encourage you because I want you to know that wherever you feel stuck, wherever you feel dominated, wherever you feel under, it's not going to last. A new day is coming. A new season is coming. So let me talk a little bit more about seasons just to lay the foundation. I grew up in Massachusetts. And Massachusetts has 4 seasons. I live in Houston now. We only have a couple seasons, hot and chilly. But anyway, in Massachusetts, I remember the pumpkin oranges of the fall, the reds, the fire reds, the fluorescent yellows, the leaves would change, marking that fall is coming, start getting chilly. And then that would turn at some point into winter. All the leaves have fallen, got real cold, windy, snowy. And when you're in the midst of winter, it seems like it's going to last forever. But even winter ends, and it changes, it turns, and it went into spring. All of a sudden, things started getting green, and flowers start growing. In the middle of winter, you can't imagine that flowers would actually grow. It's so cold, but it does happen. And this is the way life is. And then that gives way to summer, of course, when you've got the beautiful green and the warm weather. And I love the different seasons that we would have. And I thought to myself, isn't life just like that? We all go through seasons. I just read that to you from Ecclesiastes. There's a time to mourn and a time to laugh, a time to live and a time to die. We have different times in our life. So I want to really try to push you to understand that whatever you're going through right now, especially if it's a hard time, a grieving time, a difficult moment, that the tide is turning. New things are coming. In fact, in her book, Gail Sheedy, her book called Passages, she talked about there are times that cause new seasons, and those times are things like getting married or having a baby or getting ordained. So we go through these passages in life. We go through these, quote, crisis moments, she called them, where it leads us to different things. So maybe you'll go through a crisis moment that will lead you into something new. I think about a woman friend of mine who lost her job, and she was devastated. And for about 3 months, she was looking for a job, and I kept telling her, you know, stay hopeful. God will open a new door for you. Don't give up. Stay proactive. That's what I always tell people that email me. That's probably my number one request. No, number one is about health, but one of the top requests is about, Father, I need a job. And how come God's not giving me a job? Well, those are testing times. There are ups and downs. And just because you're in it right now doesn't mean that you're going to stay in it. There are seasons. The tide is turning. I'm believing for you that God is going to open a door, that new things are going to happen. And sure enough, she found a new job and she is so happy now. There's a time to weep, a time to mourn, and a time to laugh. So I'm believing for you for a job. I'm believing for you for health. I'm believing that you're going to come into a new season. And just like the tide that comes in, it goes out. And just like the tide that goes out, it comes in. Momentum shift in sports. Seasons of life. Let's talk a little bit more about seasons in the Catholic Church. We have seasons, many different seasons, and they're all demarked with colors. For example, we start the liturgical season of Advent. That's usually December 1st or so. And the color is purple. It's the color of penance. And it's a time of penance before, or penitential season right before Christmas. And that's a season. Christmas is a season of about 2 or 3 weeks. Advent lasts about 4 weeks. And Christmas is a season of rejoicing that Christ has been born. The color is white. And then we go into ordinary time, usually right after the new year. And we go into ordinary time for a few weeks before Lent. The color of ordinary time is green, the color of life, the color of blessing, the color of prosperity. And then we go into Lent, another penitential season that prepares us for Easter, the color, of course, purple. Whenever we have saints that have died who are martyrs or apostles, we wear the color red. And then we go into a season after Lent, the season of Easter, and it's a 50-day season culminating in Pentecost. Color is white, the color of resurrection. Then we go back into ordinary time, the color is green. So all the different seasons come, and they have different meanings, and they go, and they are demarked, they're shown with different colors. So my whole point is we're used to different seasons, seasons of weather, seasons in the Catholic Church. And I remember I bought a calendar one time. It was a liturgical calendar. And most calendars are square, as you know, but this calendar was circular and it had all the seasons in different colors. I remember I watched a movie one time. It was one of my favorite movies that I ever saw. It was called The Lion King. And there was that song by Elton John that was the theme song for The Lion King. It was called The Circle of Life. And the verses, and it moves us all, the circle of life, through despair and hope, through faith and love, till we find our place on the path unwinding in the circle of life. And so we go through seasons, and we go through seasons in the weather, hurricane season down here in Houston, and that lasts from May to November. Then farmers have plowing seasons and planting seasons and growing seasons and harvest seasons. So maybe you're in one of those seasons in life. There are all kinds of different seasons that people go through. And what about human development? We all go through, we could call them seasons or we can call them stages. I'm trying to make a point that life isn't just linear. It's not just right now. It's the context. We go through stages, infancy, we've all been through it, childhood, adolescence, adulthood, midlife, late adulthood, senior years. These are seasons in our life. And then we go through developmental seasons. I remember studying in school, a developmental psychologist, his name was Eric Erickson, and he talked about how we go through these different stages. We start off with trust and mistrust early on, from infancy to 2 years old, and we go through all these different stages as we go through life, and we end up at a stage called integrity versus despair. And integrity is when you have lived life well and have accomplished and reached out to people, you live with integrity and you're ready to die. Where despair is you regret your life because you haven't done what you were meant to do. So those are seasons. That's my point, that we're all journeying through the life cycle, it's called, cyclic, and we move through these various stages and seasons and human development, of psychological development. And then we go through experiential seasons. And again, I'm trying to make you understand that we're all moving, we're progressing, we're growing. We're not just, life is not just cut and dry and linear and black and white. There's a lot of different things going on. Tides and a kaleidoscope of feelings and moving forward and ups and downs. And God works through these in the context of our life, the circle of life, to bring us to places of blessing. So if you're in a good season right now, I rejoice with you, and I'm believing for even better seasons. But if you're in a difficult season or cycle right now, believe that the tide is about to turn, that there's a momentum shift, that new things are coming. So I wanted to talk with you about an experiential season that I went through and that most of you have gone through, and that's education. We start off in grammar school and then high school, then college for me, postgraduate studies, the seminary. And these were years of formal formation. It prepared me for ministry, prepared me for outreach. Years of growth and learning. These were seasons, a long season in my life, but it ended. And now I've gone into another season. And those seasons prepared me for the future. And that's one thing that a season will do, a stage will do. It'll prepare you for the next stage, stages of growth, seasons of life, the circle of life. And I wanted to tell you that although I completed my, quote, formal education, there's something called ongoing formation. And that's when we continue to learn. I saw a bumper sticker one time and it says, the truly educated person never stops going to school. So we learn by travel, we learn by people, we learn by life. And life is all about learning. This is one of the things, one of the meanings of life, the purposes of life. So again, I'm trying to portray to you that life is a kaleidoscope of different things. Don't feel like just because you're going through something right now, that's the end and the beginning and the start and the finish of everything. No, no, there's so much more going on in life. So spiritually, let's talk about that. Let's talk about specific seasons that people go through. I remember when I had a born-again experience when I was 18 years old. And I mean, the Spirit was poured out in me in a very beautiful way. And I went from being, I call it being a misfit to a mystic, and didn't really have much of a relationship with God. Then all of a sudden, I'm starting to have these dreams, dreams of the end times, dreams of heaven, dreams of prophetic dreams from God. And I was never, I didn't think I was a very spiritual person. I mean, I was getting these manifestations of grace just about every day when I was going to college. And wow, that was, I mean, talk about the tide turning, a momentum shift in my life. And then things started to kind of level out. There was this great high, and then things leveled out, and there were ups and downs. And so spiritually, you may be going through a dry time. That happened to Mother Teresa, happened to our founder, St. Paul of the Cross, where they experienced desolation in a desert. But they had also had times of consolation and times of glory, times of manifestations of God. So there are ups and downs in the spiritual life. And just because you may be going through a desert doesn't mean that around the corner is an oasis. So keep believing for great things. Don't think just because you're in one season now that that's going to be it. As I've been trying to demonstrate, seasons change. There are momentum shifts. The tide comes in and then goes out. So realize that you're a human being. There are going to be ups and downs, and especially spiritually. And I've come to realize in my own spiritual life, I try to name the season that I'm in, and I keep believing for better. And even with the manifestations, I keep believing for more. God works through faith. So don't give in to despair. Don't give in to doubt. Speaking of that, I wanted to share with you that people go through seasons of grieving. Talked about that in one of my other programs. And a season of grieving happens after you lose somebody that you love. Could be a relative, could be a friend. And there are stages in the season of grieving. Stages like denial and bargaining and anger and then finally acceptance. But the season of grieving itself lasts for a time, but then it gets better. And the kaleidoscope of feelings, and there's a lot of different feelings, they don't last with that intensity. Time brings healing and brings you into a new season. So if you're going through grieving right now, I understand. I've been through it with my mom and dad, with friends. I know that it's hard. I've been through it with animals. People often write me, are my animals going to go to heaven? And I think they will. It says in the scriptures that God protects both man and beast. And so that tells me that God will protect your animal. And so there are seasons of grieving. And then, of course, there are tough seasons of loss. I talked about my friend who had lost her job. I'm thinking about Job. Job in the Bible, he was a man that had a lot of ups and downs. He was prosperous. He was blessed. He was going through a wonderful season. And then all of a sudden, everything was taken from him. He got sick. He lost his family. He lost the money, the livestock. Everything went down. And he got very confused. And that's exactly what happens when suffering comes into our life, a season of suffering, a season of diminishment, season of loss in our life. We start to get confused and we start to think, where's God? You know, when I start going through suffering, I used to think, why me? Now I think, why not me? I've come to realize, folks, that of course I'm human just like you are. Just because I'm a priest doesn't exempt me from suffering. And we're all going through it. And eventually we're all going to pass away and enter into our heavenly inheritance. But before that, we got to go through some things, and we learn from our seasons. Seasons teach us. Even the losses that we go through, the hard times, the adversity, they all come to teach us. Remember what I said, learning. The truly educated person never stops going to school. Life is all about learning. So anyway, Job's go through this hard, hard season of suffering, and he pleads his cause before God, and he says, I'm innocent. Because immediately we think if we're suffering, if something's going wrong, then we've done something wrong. We're being punished. That's not true at all. It's like, welcome to the human race. We've all been born into the human race and original sin. And original sin, of course, we're infected with it, and it brings suffering, and eventually it's going to bring our own death. But God makes all things work to good. He's going to make it work to good in our life. The sum of our seasons will bring us great learning, hopefully character. We'll be able to face our difficulties. And Job, at the end of the story, is restored. And that's the end of our story, too. No matter what we go through, you could have cancer. You could be close to death right now. You could be in prison. The bottom line is restoration is coming. Abundance is coming. The tide is turning. A new momentum is coming your way. And resurrection is in our future. So, this is the biblical story. I'm not just making this up. I've studied the scriptures. And book after book, it's all about redemption. It's all about a new momentum. It's all about resurrection. It's all about hope. In fact, the scripture says that we have a living hope. I remember I went through a season in the seminary that was very hard for me. I was studying to be a priest. I felt God had called me and dedicated myself to become a priest. And I was studying and, you know, remember what I said, it's a season of education. Well, in the midst of that season, I did some ministry and my ministry director and I did not get along. In fact, he started to abuse me verbally in front of people. And I mean, I was so shocked by this. It was so hard. And it led to me becoming very discouraged. And I don't get discouraged very often. And it was because I wasn't sure if God had called me. You know, it's not like God writes on a chalkboard that, Cedric, I have called you to the priesthood. You have to discern this. And, you know, there are ups and downs and ins and outs. Well, anyway, because my formation director had abused me verbally and I got discouraged and I wasn't sure. And I remember it was a hard time for me. I wasn't depressed, but it was a time of discouragement. It was a season of hardship. Then I went on a retreat. And when I went on the retreat, God infused me with grace. Talk about the tide turning and a momentum shift and all of a sudden a crisis moment. Remember Gail Sheedy in her book Passages? That crisis moment for me was that retreat. I'm hoping this program will be a crisis moment for you that will bring you out of a negative season into a positive season. And I experienced the grace of the Holy Spirit. I sensed that God was calling me. I realized I was in a spiritual battle, and it wasn't all about that priest who had verbally abused me. It was about evil trying to bring me down, and that's exactly it. You ever saw the program I did on evil? I produced it. I talk about evil is real. The evil one is real, and he tries to bring you down, bring you into negative discouragement, depression, despair. If you're in a season like that right now, I want you to know that the tide is turning. God is bringing you out, and he's going to bring you out better. You learn from the season that you're in, and God's going to bring you into a new season of blessing and prosperity. So, biblically, Job went through it. I've gone through it. Our country has gone through it. 9-1-1, remember what happened when the terrorists attacked us? How that brought our whole country into a whole new season. And then the sexual abuse scandal in the Catholic Church, it's brought us into a whole new season of accountability. So there are seasons of life, individually, communally. We all go through different things. And then John Paul II, former Pope, now Saint John Paul II, he was a prophet. We believe that as believers, we are priests, prophets, and kings. Well, John Paul II was a prophet, and he wrote many encyclicals, and one of his prophecies was this. He prophesied a new season of vocations in the Catholic Church. Now, we really haven't seen that yet. Doesn't mean that we won't. I'm believing positively for blessings. So right now, the Catholic Church and many other denominations is in a kind of a downturn season, where there's not a lot of people coming into religious life or priesthood, but he prophesied a new season. And that's something that the Bible does in many different places. It prophesies new seasons and blessings. I think of Ezekiel when he saw the valley of dry bones and he prophesied to the bones and they were resurrected and they had a new season of blessing and vivification. And then I think about Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. And Isaiah talks about, I am doing something new, God says. Don't you perceive it? Streams in the desert. So maybe you're going through a desert right now. Maybe there's a dry time right now. Maybe you're feeling discouraged and desolate. Maybe you're going through grieving right now. Well, I prophesy to you streams in the desert. I prophesy to you the vivifying power of the Holy Spirit. I prophesy to you that there is a momentum shift and the tide is turning and you are coming into a new season. And I pray that the blessing of God that raised Jesus from the dead, the power of the Holy Spirit will be upon you now, and this will be a crisis moment for you, and you will realize that there is a new season in your life. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you. Passion.